On the line, I've got Billy Stearman. Good morning, Billy.
Good morning. How are we?
Oh, well, I'm good. Thank you for taking a little bit of time out. I know you're just about to head out to the surf to get a bit of practice in. Surf's looking pretty good this morning, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fun out there. I mean, we've got a pretty big New Zealand contest tomorrow here in Raglan. It's the Backdoor and Quicksilver King and Queen of the Point. So I'm getting ready for that. And then also I'm heading off to Indonesia on Monday for a comp and more Tahiti practice also. So a lot coming up.
Yeah, yeah. There's a heap of people in the water at Manu Bay. I'm just looking at the surf cam. Probably best avoid it at this point.
Yeah, I think there's a few people probably practicing for the event. All probably like pretty good surfers, so yeah. Might give it half an hour, and then go out and give them a little battle, I guess.
Yeah, okay. Is that what happens? Even if it's not official competition time, if you're out there, you're still watching each other.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, it's basically my job to be out there, so. I'm out there and kind of comparing myself, you know, against the other competitors, and but also trying to work on what I need to work on and you know, focusing on myself. And, yeah, I'm trying to surf as much as I can. I'm training a lot at the moment, so, yeah. A lot of hard work going into it at the moment.
So with the Olympics coming up, you've got, you know, you said you're just going to Indonesia and we've got the King and Queen of the Points this weekend. How does this weekend's event fit into that? Is this a practice run or is it still something you're determined to win?
Yeah, well, I always love competing at home and, you know, like, I'm very comfortable here in Raglan, growing up here, obviously, and competing here all my life, and got my friends and family around, so I always love to do these events here in New Zealand, and for me, it's just practice in the rash shirt, you know, it's such a different feeling, it's such a different vibe when you put that rash shirt on and you're competing against some good surfers, and I guess the Raglan one this weekend's a bit of a warm-up for the international one, and Indonesia and Krui, and then after that I go to Tahiti for some more practice.
So you've won the King and Queen, you've been King of the Point quite often, but not last time. Does that make a difference?
I wasn't actually here last time, so
oh, okay.
I don't know if that kind of counts.
You're right, it probably
no,
doesn't.
I'm kidding. Yeah, I always want, you know, to put that crown on my head, and there's a lot of good young competitors here at the moment, and you know, everyone's pretty hungry to get that crown and get that name of King of the Point, but I feel like, you know, I feel comfortable out there, and I've had a lot of time and, you know, molded my surfing out there at Manu Bay, so hopefully I can get the good opportunities and you know, stick it to the Grom and hopefully take a win.
Who's the up and coming Grom that you're most worried about?
There's actually a couple international guys here as well, the Quicksilver guys like Joel Vaughan, Kehu Butler,
right.
A couple of the local kids, you know, from around, and everyone's, you know, I think there's a bit of prize money up for grabs, so yeah, everyone will be pretty hungry to get some prize money and have a good time out the point and hopefully get some fun waves.
Yeah, sounds like there'll be a quality competition as well.
Now, yeah, yeah, for sure.
With the Olympics coming up, I read that you're heading over quite early to get you to probably learn a bit about the waves. Where you going?
Yeah, so I just did a trip there like a month ago for some training, and I learnt a lot. You know, we spent a bit of time in the lineup and learnt from a few local guys, and just basically surf there every day just to get used to the conditions and the lineups and the entry points, and there's a lot of stuff going on over there, I guess, like a lot of scenarios, quite scary and intense, big waves, shallow reefs. So, I'm actually heading over there in 2.5 weeks again just to, you know, make myself feel as comfortable as possible in those scenarios and those situations and just become, you know, normal with my surroundings over there. So come Olympic Games time, I'll be, you know, as comfortable as possible and ready to go.
So I'm not a surfing expert at all, actually. I'm not going to say I'm not much of one. How much of a difference does it make, like, that knowledge, and can you ever make up for, like, local knowledge of having been there for years?
I think it's a huge factor, especially in a wave like Chirpu and Tahiti. It's such a big, scary, like, intense wave, so a lot can go wrong. So learning, like, little entry points and where to sit in the lineup and you know, and just having time with those solid big waves and becoming, you know, normal with the reef and the people and the, you know, the energy over there is a huge factor, I think, in competing and being comfortable in that situation. It's not like you can just turn up to a beach break and go out there and surf, you know. You kind of have to learn the wave and learn the mana over there and become, comfortable in your surroundings.
Yeah. And what about, because this is your second Olympics, so what did you take away from the first time that you're going to bring with you for this Olympics? Like, what did you learn from it?
I think a lot of self-belief I took away. You know, like, you're competing against the best in the world, and it can be a daunting task at times. But I felt like I left everything out in the water in Tokyo, and I gave it everything, and I came home, you know, even though I didn't get a medal, I came home super proud in all my efforts and all my preparation and what I put into those games. So, I think a lot of self-belief coming into these games, and I'm putting a lot of time and effort into my body and my mind, and obviously preparing myself going over to Tahiti and spending time there, you know, that I think that makes a big difference. So, obviously I've been competing for a few years now, and I've got experience in the competition and the rash of it, but just spending time in that wave is going to help me a lot.
Mm-hmm. And how's the body looking at the moment?
The body's good. I've been training a lot with Johnny from the refinery.
Yep.
We've been in the gym a lot and also down at the Raglan refinery. So, I'm feeling fit and healthy and ready to go. I've got some good programs I'm going to be following and taking away with me as well while I travel. And I feel good. I feel fit and healthy and ready to go and motivated.
Now, this is probably a bit of a side issue, but this is the Paris Olympics, I think it's called, but you're going to be almost as far away as you can get. Does that feel slightly strange, or are you not really bothered by that?
Yeah, it is different, but, we are probably the furthest away possible from Paris. We're in an isolated island in the middle of the ocean. But at the same time, you know, we're there for a job, so it kind of, I guess, in a way, can help with distractions. We're just there for a competition, you know, get there to get a medal. And once we hopefully do that, we actually get to fly to Paris and be amongst the games and experience the whole village and the other sports and meet, you know, hopefully some cool people and be a part of the team over there. So I guess we get, you know, the best of both worlds.
Will you have much support then in Tahiti?
Not too much. We've got a little team. Myself, obviously Safi Vetti is qualified as well, and our surf coach Matt and Michelle, physio, and also a doctor. So we've kind of got a cool little team. We're actually staying on a boat, a kind of a cruise ship.
Okay, that's different.
As our accommodation. So we'll be staying there and, you know, doing our thing. And then, once competition's finished, we get to fly to Paris and be a part of it.
Okay. And this is kind of a random question, but, like, how much gear do you take? Like, how many surfboards do you take with you?
For a wave like Tahiti, I'll probably take quite a few because it is powerful and big and can be really big and scary. So you could easily break a few boards. So I'll probably take probably around 10 boards.
Yep.
I like to have two of basically everything. Say if it's small, I'll have one small wave board, but I'll also have the exact same dimensions as a backup, just in case it breaks. I'm straight onto my backup board, and it feels comfortable, so you can just surf it straight away instead of trying to get used to it. I'll basically have five good boards, and then I'll have another five backup boards just in case any one of those breaks.
Okay, and do you want to just give a shout out to who your sponsors are at the moment?
Yeah, I've got a few good sponsors from around New Zealand and internationally as well. You know, I've got RPM Clothing, Curve Accessories, Backdoor Surf Shop, Barrett Homes, CI Surfboards. I'm shaping my boards at the moment; they're feeling amazing. I've got Live Sunnies and Sticky Johnson.
All right, I know. Normally, I mean, we're a community radio and we don't normally do commercial stuff, but I know how important that is for you guys. Like, they're the ones that keep you out there, eh?
Yeah, for sure. You know, they look after me, obviously, for all my equipment and a little bit financially, so that helps with travel and stuff. It is hard being a professional surfer these days. You know, there's not as much money out there, and hard to get sponsorship and things like that, but I'm very thankful to have, who I have in my corner. And I have done a couple cool fundraisers that have helped them, you know, along the way. And without, you know, everyone's support, I wouldn't be doing it today for sure. So, yeah, I'm very thankful for what I do and you know, who's helped me along the way.
All right. Well, look, we better let you go because you are supposed to be practicing. But can you just tell us, are you going to be putting some stuff on social media when you're at the Olympics for people to keep an eye out for you?
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to try and keep everyone in the loop over my social channels. And, I know everyone likes to see what's going on over at the Olympic Games, and I'm pretty sure everyone will want to see what we're up to in the channel. And on the boat and whatnot, our journey towards the games and after the games. So, yeah, definitely follow my socials and hopefully you can, you know, enjoy the journey with me and support as much as you can.
All right, Billy. Well, look, thank you heaps for your time this morning. Good luck for this weekend and for the Olympics coming up.
Thank you very much. Cheers for having me.